This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha has passed the Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management, Anand, as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. It would also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to the debate on the bill today, Union Cooperative Minister Amit Shah said that this legislation will empower the rural economy and help in creating self-employment and developing small entrepreneurs.
सहकारिता एक ऐसा क्षेत्र है जो देश में एक प्रकार से हर परिवार को छूता है हर गांव में कोई न कोई ऐसी इकाई है जो सहकारिता के माध्यम से कृषि विकास ग्रामीण विकास और स्वरोजगारी के काम के अंदर जुटी हुई है देश के विकास के अंदर योगदान करती है और ये जो विधेयक है ये आपके माध्यम से पारित होने के बाद इससे ग्रामीण अर्थव्यवस्था सशक्त होगी स्वरोजगार और छोटी उद्यमिता इसका विकास होगा सामाजिक समावेशन भी बढ़ेगा और नवाचार और अनुसंधान में भी कई नए मानांक गढ़ने के लिए मौके उपलब्ध होंगे
Parliament has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of their auditors. Replying to a debate, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government has undertaken several reforms to strengthen the banking sector in the country. She said in 2014, the banks are under stress and when the Narendra Modi government came to power, it took steps and put in place a robust banking governance framework so that the financial condition of the banks remains strong.
Also be focusing on a lot of structural reforms, but our efforts are not restricted only to that. We have deepened financial inclusion, took banking to the last citizen, and ensured that citizen-centric banking is importantly served as an interface. 55 crore Jan Dhan accounts have been opened, of which over 55% of them are women, and 66% have been in rural or semi-urban centered bank branches.
Ministry of Defence today signed contracts for procurement of 155mm 52 caliber advanced towed artillery gun systems and high mobility vehicle 6x6 gun towing vehicles to enhance Indian Army's operational readiness. The contracts were signed with Bharat Forge Limited and Tata Advanced System Limited in New Delhi at a total cost of about 6900 crore rupees. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam today launched DX Edge, empowering excellence and growth through digital transformation. DX Edge is a national initiative to create an ecosystem connecting medium, small and micro enterprises, technology providers and academic institutions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a meeting with U.S. Chamber of Commerce CEO Suzanne Clark in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, he had a useful exchange on deepening trade and investments, building resilient supply chains and strengthening the strategic partnership between the two nations. Over 7.5 lakh pilgrims have registered for Char Dham and Hemkund Sahib Yatra 2025 using Aadhaar authentication as of today. In a statement, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that the move is expected to help curb duplicity of registration, allowing more pilgrims the opportunity of carrying out the yatra. In IPL T20 cricket today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horn with Kolkata Knight Riders at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.